Tuesday night, Shirim Saches Ksubis. So we're talking about the link between Itfisas Kiddushin and Manzeiros. The most mistake, so Rabbi Chanan talks about it in Yevamos, in the Kodesh Haaretz, with the main question being if the Itfisas Kiddushin is somehow plays a role in the Mamzerus, that's not Mastavra. What's more Mastavra is that there's a common that there's a link is clear in many, many Gemaras. There's one exception we'll see in Tosfos about Rabbi Yeshua, probably holds they're not linked. We'll see about that. But the Pashtus and all the Gemaras, they're linked. In fact, that we're used to saying that Rabbi Kiva holds En Kiddushin Tosfos B'Chai V'Lavin, the whole thing is based on Rabbi Kiva's drasha that there's mamzerus from Tfisas from Alav. But he learns out that a Chai V'Lavin produces mamzerus. That's the whole, and from there we extrapolate the whole shita that Kiddushin is not Tosfos. So obviously the link. Now, the Chayra, I think the most mistavra is that there's a common denominator, there's a Siba, and that's the common denominator, that's the cause of two things. It's the cause of Itfisas Kiddushin, and it's the cause of Amzerus. That's the most mistavra. Why wouldn't Kiddushin be Tosfos in a lady? Say, you can have a lady that it's also to marry, it's also. Saying that Kiddushin is not Tosfos means she's not a chefs of an Isha, you say. She's not worthy, right, to be an Isha. She's not worthy to be a wife. No, this is not a match. This Zohar and a Keva don't bond. Hashem made the Bria that a Zohar and a Keva bond, and they don't bond. That's what it means, Kiddushin is not Tosfos. So something says Kiddushin is not Tosfos, and that very same thing, let's assume for a moment, let's forget about Rabbi Akiva. So we'll say, the Chomer HaIsser, this Kores. There's a certain Chomer HaIsser that says the woman is intensely Osser. She's more Rachok. She's more Rachok from you. We talked about a few months ago that Isser really is a reflection of the Metzius. Not like the Torah said, stop, don't do it. But then why should some things be Kores and some things just be Malkus? It's not like Hashem cares about some things more than he cares about others. So this he cares about a lot. So you said, okay, if you do it, it's Kores. And this he cares about not so much. It's not Mastavra. Also the Rashba and the Chuvas resources, Mufarish, that there's always two ongoing Maslulim when you violate a lot. You're violating the Ratzon Hashem, and that's always the same. Whether it's Kores, or Mrs. Bezdin, or Stamalav. Like I said, it's not like Hashem doesn't care about this as much as he cares about that. But then, the Isser itself, something is, what we call it, people don't like the word evil. It's an act that, well, I had a loss in that. Undesirable, right. It's an undesirable act. So there's things that are more undesirable than others. Not in terms of you're listening to Hashem, you're not listening to Hashem, but the thing itself is undesirable. Chai v'krisus is more undesirable. So when you cross a certain line...
In terms of what?
What?
In terms of what? In terms of Hashem.
In terms of violating Hashem's sivui. No. Hashem said this is more undesirable. This is worse for you spiritually. This is more harmful spiritually. Besides the Tzivi Hashem, you always have to listen to the Tzivi Hashem. But there are some things that are more harmful for your spirit, for your ruchnius than others. When something's chayvei kores, I'd call it a simen. It's a simen that this is more dangerous for you spiritually, more harmful, more deficient, more unreasonable. It's worse. You can eat something that's unhealthy, a polyunsaturated fats, and then you can eat poison. You know, They're both not good. I could tell you don't do this and don't do that. In terms of violating what I told you, they're both the same. In terms of what's more harmful to your body, one's obviously much more harmful than the other. So when you reach that point that something's chayvei krisus, so that intense undesirability, we'll call it, that intense undesirability says Kiddushin's not even typhus. She's not she's not the Zohar and the Keva of Parshas Bereishis, that it says a Zohar and a Keva hook up. Right? That, and that same undesirability, once it reaches that point that Kiddushin's not typhus, so that also produces Mamzeris. Because that means this union of the Zohar and the Keva, it's discordant. Very discordant. Discordant enough that Kiddushin is not typhus. But kids, it's the same common denominator. The, I'll call it, you know, in English, I'll call it the intense undesirability that says this korates, so that also, that says this itfisus Kiddushin, I'm sorry. That says this itfisus Kiddushin, says this one there, and vice versa. If your Kiva learns out from a pasuk that an irregular chai de lavin, it produces mamzerus. Mamzerus is produced, like we always say, you know, the kid didn't do anything wrong, right? Mamzerus has nothing to do with the kid. But, you know, this is not, it's like kelayim. You crossbred things that don't belong together to us, you know, that mamzerus don't belong together, right? It's more intensely undesirable. So when you reach, so if Rebbe Akiva sees that every chai de lavin is like that, is like that, so that produces mamzerus. So
then why did they make the exception for the Kohen HaGadol?
Oh,
because you would think it would be the reverse.
Right, right. Very good. Now,
what about a goy? Goy.
You're talking about a goy with a Jew? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. A goy, Eved v'Achim Abol Bas Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer Havlad Kosher. So the Rashba explains it that if it's not, if the each tfisus kedushin is to nobody, when it's to some people, when it's to some people and not to others, when it's to some people and not to others, so then you say it's the undesirability that says it's not a match, and therefore it produces mamzerus. If it has no tefisus kiddushin, then it's like ain't a b'teiros getting the kiddushin, and it's not because of the undesirability. It's they're not in the parish of kiddushin, and that might not produce mamzerus. It's rather machlokas. The Rashba in Yevamos explains the mandiyomer that Eved Vakam Mabal Bas Yisrael Havlat Kosher. That's how he explains it. That when there's no tefisus kiddushin to anybody, so then it's you have a whole different perspective on it. Then it's just ain't a b'teiros getting the kiddushin. Adarab, this almost proves the point that it's not because of the undesirability, so it doesn't produce mamzerus. I had a kasha many years. It might not bother you, okay? I'm telling you now, it bothered me. Normally, we say each tefisus kiddushin produces mamzerus, right? So normally, as I, you know, you learn if she's not the chetzavishus. So then the union produces this kelayim thing. It's not his fault, but it's not the kelayim's fault either. But it's a mamzer. So it bothered me. Some chai de lavin grad the mamzer, by coincidence mamzer. The Torah describes the iser as lo yavo mamzer v'kal Hashem. So it bothered me. So good, it's an iser bia. But you see that what the Torah really doesn't want, if the Torah expresses it that way, is that it doesn't want him coming into Klal Yisrael, or her. Doesn't want him or her entering into Klal Yisrael. So that means here the Torah is speaking out that it doesn't want this ishus, it doesn't want this hookup. That's not an iser bia, but it doesn't want the hookup. So it bothered me, like, how come there's no mamzerus produced? You don't know the Rabbi Akiva, obviously. If you know the Rabbi Akiva, it is, it's Chai V'Lavin. But if you don't know the Rabbi Akiva, but if the Torah described the Isser in terms, it's like if the Torah said, this is not a Chefs of Ishus, like by Shivcha. All right, Shivcha, again, you run into the problem, it's not a Chefs of Ishus to anybody. here, like other mamzer b'kal Hashem. So the Torah doesn't want. The Torah tells you it's not a match. The Zohar and the Nekeva, like they don't, the Torah doesn't want them coming into Klal Yisrael. It's like that should be the biggest reason in the world to say the kids are mamzer.
Right, but with the Kohen Gadol, they're making the exception of now you've got a.
I'm asking a question purely on mamzerus, not mamzerus. It's by coincidence it's a mamzer. By a mamzer or by ammonium oavi. There's a bunch of things there in Dvarim that the Torah expresses the Isser by saying, I don't want them to mix with you. So I was bothered for years. So then that should produce mamzerus just in Svara. If you're saying the Svara of mamzerus is that when it's not a Heftza of an Isha, if it's not a Heftza of a union, that produces a mamzer like Kalayim. So even if the even if it's only Chayvei Lavin, let's say you don't know the Rabbi Akiva, but here the Torah, it's, like the Torah says, Sinishkin Shidduch. That's how the Torah expresses the Isser. So I was bothered by Agamemnon doesn't produce Mamzerus. So the only answer I had is that it doesn't matter. Even if, like, you know, your parents call you in and say, Sinishkin Shidduch. Like David just said, it's not a Shidduch. But it doesn't matter. The only thing that produces Mamzerus is if the Chomer HaIsser, if it's undesirable mitzad the Isser, if the Torah made it a Chetzah the Isura to such a degree that Kiddushin is not Toifus, that it's not a Shidduch. The fact that the Torah sets an Ishkin Shidduch is not enough. It's Tafka the Chomer HaIsser. It's Tafka, if the Torah really, you know, if the Torah would have wanted to make it a Chetzah the Isura, to the degree that's an Iskin Shidduch, it would have said it's Chayvei Krisus. Hashem didn't make it Krisus, which means, so good, it's like you come home from a date and your parents say Iskin Shidduch. No. Sometimes you come home and they're like, Mom is Iskin Shidduch. Like you don't want to marry into that family. So that would produce Mamzerus, giving a marshal. And here, no, you're not even bothered by the question.
No, I hear the question. I just bring it to mind.
If the Torah says don't marry them,
right.
If the Torah says don't boil them, so it's like an Isra Chila, it's an Isabiyah. So you say if it's Kares, so it's Mamish, not the union of Zohar and Akeva that the Chumash, that the Torah talked about in Parshas Bereishis, so that produces Mamzerus. But if the Torah says it's not a Shidduch, so like that should be the biggest thing to produce Mamzerus. That's what I was bothered by. And the only answer I have is that it's wrong. We're only concerned with the Chomer or Isser. We're not concerned if Davidson thinks it's a good Shidduch or not. If the parents don't think it's a good Shidduch, you know, she's quiet and he talks too much. My wife married me anyway. My wife married me anyway. But, you know, that's the gather of those. Like they're Achzorim and you're Rachmonim. But when we talk about that it's not the Isha of Parshas Bereishis, we're only concerned with the Chomer HaIsser. The Chomer HaIsser is such that it's so undesirable, so then it produces Mamzerus.
The Chazal that comes to mind is that a Mamzer Talmud Chacham is bigger than a Kohen Gadol at Amaretz.
Yeah, because you're not dealing with Ishus.
And with you. So you see, the reason
I am dealing with Ishus.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just, it doesn't answer. Okay. It's
now, Toysus Devri Amaschel Chilulin, I want to get to your point now. Toysus Devri Amaschel Chilulin points out that according to Bishua, there's no link. That according to Bishua, there's no link. Because if Bishua holds, he learns out from a pasuk that there's Mamzerus is only from Chayvei Mitzvos Bezdin. Because in the pecking order of Chomer or Isser, Chayvei Mitzvos Bezdin is worse than Krisus. If something is Chayvei Mitzvos Bezdin, it's a reflection that it's more awesome. We explained what more awesome means. It doesn't mean Hashem cares more, but it means it's more intensely undesirable.
There's no machlokes about that?
Rabbi Shua.
No, in Mitzvos Bezdin, the machlokes, which is more chomer than
Krisus? Yeah. Within the four, there's a machlokas, but they're all more chomer than kares.
They are.
Yeah, they're all more chomer than kares.
But that's only because you do tshuva by kares. Right? Isn't that only because you do tshuva by kares? Because Mises Beis Din is a kapara. If the guy does tshuvah, he gets Olam Haba. But by krisis, if the guy mamish doesn't do tshuvah, his soul is...
The reason tshuvah helps for chayv krisis, not for Mises Beis Din, has to do with the fact that Kores Hashem is in charge of dispensing. So he knows if you did tshuvah, you've transformed yourself, and there's no reason to give you Kores anymore. You've already been transformed as a person. By Beis Din, it can't work. By Bnei Adam, we can't make a judgment if you truly did tshuva, how sincere your tshuva is. Maybe you're faking. We don't know. We can't know that you've transformed yourself. So that's why it doesn't work. The Chayim of Mises Beis Din is more chomer as a premise throughout Shas. No machlokas. Rabbi Yeshua holds Mamzeris is only from Chayim of Mises Beis Din. Chamoso, ain't chamoso, ain't chomo. Not from just Kores, it's achoso. Yeah, go open up a Yavamis, open up a Chumash, you'll see what's Chayim Mises Beis Din, what's not. But Tosfos shows from all over Shas that Rabbi Yeshua's mode that Kiddushin is not Tosfos, even in just, in quote, just Chayim Krisis. So you see, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not linked. Because Chayim Krisis is Mamzerus, but each feast, I'm sorry, Mamzerus is only Chayvi Mises Beis Din, but Chayvi Krisus is already each feast's Kiddush. Good, Tosfos doesn't ask it for a Balasha. So the Yeshua, all over Shas, you see that they are linked, and according to Yeshua, they're not linked. So here's his question though. What does the Yeshua do? There's a question in the Gemara and Tmura. Lawrence Moore asks, there's three blot in Tamura that takes you through Shas, a travelogue through Shas. It's called the Sugya V'Yavad Leimahani. That there's a Shiloh when the Torah says don't do something, maybe you can't do it. The Torah says don't steal, maybe you can't make a Kenyan Geneva. Because Kol Milsa, Dom Rahman Allah said it. Shkoyach. So the Gemara goes through three blot of questions. The Machlok is Abaye and Rava. It's a question of the Girsa, who holds what. But at the end of the day, the Gemara goes through three blot of questions on one or the other. And it always comes up with a teretz of a posuk that saves the day. At the end of the three blot, the Gemara is exhausted and said, really, it's exhausted. It says, we asked all of these questions. I'm not even paraphrasing, I'm almost translating. We've asked all of these questions, and we've given all of these answers. So, when are they chaylik? When is the machlokas? Because they always have a puzzle to save the day, they say. So the Gemara comes up with like two weird cases. Like two cases where there would have to be a machlokas. And that's just very funny. Very interesting Gemara. Anyway, somewhere in the three block, Gemara says that it says Almona Loisikach by Koyan, a Koyan to a Grusha, or a Koyan Gadol to Almona, says a Lashon Loisikach. And so, according to the Man D'Yomar, Komusadom Rachmona Loisavid, he Ovad Loimahani, doesn't take effect. Hashem says, don't do something. And you do it, it doesn't take effect. So then Kiddushin shouldn't be Chal. Kiddushin should not be Chal. But the Torah said, Loisikach, don't marry her. And according to this Mandiyam, if the Torah says don't marry her, then not only are you not allowed to marry her, but Kiddushin doesn't even take effect. That's what this Mandiyam holds. He Ovid Loi Mahani.
It's a Mamza.
Whoa. Nobody said any word about Mamza yet. Mori asks the question, it says Loisikach, so Kiddushin is not Toifis. It is a Mefarish of Braisa, or Mishnah even, that Kiddushin is Toifis. Remember, there's a Machlekes Abaye and Rava, they're on Moiron. Here's a Mishnah that says, by Almona L'Koyin Gadol, or Grusha to a Koyin, there's a Mefarish of Mishnah that Kiddushin is Toifis. And it says Leisikach, so it's a question on the Man D'Yomar, Ovid Loi Mahani, Mefarish Yes Mahani. So the Gemara answers, we have a pasuk. What pasuk? An extra pasuk saying Kiddushin Tzlaifus. What pasuk? Our pasuk here in our Gemara. Lo yikach v'lo yichaleh. Chilulin hu oisa. They know it's a mamzerim. So the pasuk's mamait that there's no mamzerus. So if there's no mamzerus, there's a pasuk saying there's no mamzerus. The kid's not a mamzer. When you read our Gemara, you think you only need that pasuk according to Rabbi Akiva. That normally kiddush is not typhus b'chayv elav. But here it is typhus because of the pasuk that the kid's not a mamzer. The kid's not a mamzer, kiddush is typhus. So in that Gemara, you see that even if you don't know the Rabbi Akiva, but really maybe kiddush shouldn't be typhus because of the general din called i'ovid loy mahani. The Torah said don't do something so it doesn't even take effect if you do it. Not just you're not allowed to do it, but it doesn't take effect. The Mishnah says it does take effect. So the more it is because we have a pasuk. Now all the pasuk says is that the kid's not a mamzer. So obviously the whole teretz is based on this link. That if the kid's not a mamzer, if the pasuk says the kid's not a mamzer, then obviously kiddushin is tight. So fractoises and he blights there. According to Yeshua, there's no link. Yeshua holds no link. Yeshua holds no link. So it would work both ways, Tyson holds. If he holds, just like, just like by Chayvi Krisus, he holds there's no Mamzerus. But Kiddushin is not Tyson's, right? No link. Kiddushin is not Tyson's. Chai decreases, but the kid's not a mamzer. So here also, kid's not a mamzer, but kiddushin shouldn't be taisus because of the din of the other loymani. That's taisus, and he blights shver. Yeah.
Taisus.
But wouldn't you still think in that case though? If, I mean, we're talking about the Kohen Gadol right here. Yeah. A higher standard represents people. Kippur, I mean, though, you know, and they're, the child. Could be eligible to be a next Kohen.
No, he's a cholo.
He's
not a Kohen. He's for sure not a Kohen. We want to know if he's a mamzer. He's for sure a cholo. He's not a Kohen. Cholo means non Kohen. So I want to answer Tyson's kasha. You ready? Put on your seatbelt. I want to answer Tyson's kasha. I don't understand that whole Gemara. Why? L'chaira, if the reason Kiddushin, and this really has to do with Rabbi Elchanan, the Kavitaris and Yavamas. Why don't I just give a whole drasha saying that the reason there is a link is because she's not a Chetzah for Ishus, not a Chetzah for Ishus. She's not the lady that Hashem made and Sheshes, you made Bracious, right? Zohar and Akeva brought. So there's something very discordant about this union. If that reasoning is right, and I'm convinced it is right, so then the whole Gemara and Tumura Shver should prove me wrong. But if the only reason Kiddushin's not Typhus is because of the general din of the Yavad Loi Mahani, so then there's no reason why that should produce mamzerus. And conversely, the Gemara's teretz doesn't. Forget about Rabbi Yeshua. Forget about Tosfos Kasha. I'm asking according to everybody. If the eat tfisas kiddushin that the Gemara wants in its kasha is not an eat tfisas kiddushin because, oh, it's so usur, it's terrible, but it's because of the general din of the Yavad Loi Mahani, that when Hashem said don't do something, it's not chal. So I could see very well that the kid's not a mamzer because it's not that osur, right? It's not that. But still, there's a general din called the Yavad Loi Mahani. Now, the Tosfos asks the kasha on the Gemara's teretz that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the teretz doesn't shtim. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds, you could very well have no mamzerus, but no tfisas kiddushin either. That's what the Yeshua holds you have by every chayvei krisus. So Tosfos says, so what's the Gemara's teretz? And Echanami, there's no mamzerus, but there's no tfisas kiddushin either. That's Tosfos kasha. I'm asking a different kasha. if the reason the Gemara is dealing with the Yovid Loi Mahani, the Gemara's Teretz says, oh, we have a pasuk here that Kiddushin's Taifas. Which pasuk? The pasuk that says that there's no Mamzeris. Why does that prove that Kiddushin's Taifas if the reason for each Tfisa's Kiddushin is the Yovid Loi Mahani? The Yovid Loi Mahani means that when Hashem says don't do something, so he's not only telling you it's usher to do, it's not going to work. So why is it a teretz to say we have a pasuk that the kid's not a mamzer? I don't know. You don't even, the kid's not a mamzer because it's not that it's not that big a clash. The zohar and the keva are not that inimical to each other. But there's a general bit of the other way. Mahani, Hashem said don't do it. When Hashem said don't do it, I mean it doesn't work. Like, what's the Gemara's teretz? According to everybody. I'm bothered by that question.
The Rav's world, by the way, the introduction, that's the first of the two levels of Issa. The Rav said at the beginning of this year, tonight, that is the one level just going against the Ratzon of Hashem.
Right, so
all Issa. I mean, the Rav's really saying that that's, you have to
not
on that level.
No, I want to rephrase the question. I would say it's not that awesome. It's not intensely awesome.
Yeah,
but you have a general dinner, you have it like Mahani, meaning Hashem said beferish, it doesn't work. When Hashem said don't do it, it means don't do it and it doesn't work.
That's what I'm saying. I'm lining it up with what's
yeah. So, again, I don't know if you're bothered by the question. I'm bothered by the question. So I want to explain, I want to give a teretz, and with that explanation, it'll answer Tosis Kasha and Yeshua as well. How do you pasuk learn the Gemara? You learn that when there's a pasuk, lo yikach v'lo yichalel chilulin hu oisa ve'enosa mamzerin, it's a zeris hakosuk that there's no mamzeris in. Right? No mamzeris, so there's probably tfisas kiddush. I want to give a different interpretation. Chilulin hu oisa ve'enosa mamzerin. Let's say a person marries a woman that's osur. Yeah? Right? She's also to him. So, like, on what level is the discordancy, if there's such a word? I just made it up. In the Zohar and the Nekeva, in the union, right? Chilul and Uwaisa means it's a chilul of the kahuna. That means it's a kahuna pagam. It's like touching a mace. It's not a pagam. I'm interpreting the din of chilul and uaisa ve'noisa mamzerin as being a giloy that the pagam, the flaw, the aveira, the iser, the undesirability of a kohen hooking up with a grusha or a kohen gadol hooking up with almona is not on the zohar and the keva level. The zohar and the keva level, they're wonderful people, nice people, wonderful people. We wish them both well. They can even get married. It's only because he's a kohen. So it's playing him the kahuna. It's like as if he touched a mace. He violated his kahuna. He didn't bump. So that's what the Gemara means. That the pasuk chilulun uwaisa ve'noisa mamzerin is teaching us that it doesn't violate. It's not a discordancy in the zohar and the keva bond. It's a pagam in the kahuna. So that shouldn't produce mamzerus, even according to Rabbi Akiva. It only produces mamzerus when you say this is not this nishkin shidduch. It's not a shidduch. The zohar and the keva is not a shidduch. It's not a shidduch. It produces mamzerus. Not a shidduch. Here, if that's not a shidduch, he's violating his kahuna. It's like he went out and touched a mace. A kohen doesn't do that. He's violating his kedushas kahuna. It's not on the zohar and the keva level that there's a violation. It's on the kahuna level. So why should that produce mamzerus? That's the omek. What? Oh, I'm going to get to Lashon HaBakol, just not today, but tomorrow. Yeah. No, it is. I'm going to explain how it hooks up with Lashon HaBakol. We won't get to it until tomorrow. Oh, so now I can understand the Gemara in Tamura. Because the Gemara wants to say, Yavad Loi Mahani. So what's the pshat? When the Torah says don't do something, So it's not only expressing that you shouldn't do it, it's also saying it's not fit to do. So we obed loy mahani, it doesn't work because it's not fit to do. Not just don't do it, but it's not fit to do. But again, so that's only if it's not fit to do on a zohar and a kevel level. That's what the Gemara thought. It's not fit to do, this zohar and a kevel shouldn't hook up. So even if you don't know the Rabbi Akiva normally, but if you hold the obed loy mahani, so they shouldn't hook up. The Gemara's Teretz says, chilulun uaisa vein oisa mamzeirim, that it's not a, the Torah is not saying they're not fit. The Torah is not saying they're not fit to hook up. The Torah is saying it's a violation of the kahuna, as if he went into a base of chorus and touched mason. So, chilulun uaisa, that's what it means. Chilulun uaisa vein oisa mamzeirim, that's the pasuk, you learn that out from the pasuk. It means it's only, so to speak, it's only a chilul of the kahuna. It's not something that produces mamzeris. It's not a kelayim in the zohar and the keva union. It's only a chilul in the kahuna. If that's the omek hapshad of the Gemara and Tzmura, then I don't. What? Yeah. Yavloi mahanis. So that's why, that's the Gemara's Teretz, that it's not appropriate to say Yovid Leimani, because the Torah here does not mean to say they're not fit for each other. No. What? I'm sorry. Why? Because the Torah is saying they're not fit. What do you mean? You have to say why. Why is there a man the Omer Yovid Loi Mahani? Because he holds that when the Torah says don't do it, it also is saying it's not fit to do. So it doesn't work. You're putting a square peg into a round hole. I don't agree with what you're saying. There's no such thing. There's no Xeris HaKosu that it doesn't work. It's because it's not fit to do. Okay, you're making a good point, but you're wrong. You're making a good point. You're learning that Yovid Loi Mahani is Xeris HaKosuv. As if to say it's Xeris HaKosuv, without a reason. Right? You have a problem then in the Gemara's Teretz. So what do you mean it doesn't make Mamzeris? Why should it make Mamzeris? If all it is Xeris HaKosuv, that it doesn't work, so why should that produce Mamzeris? Oh, you just said it's not fit. That's what I'm saying. It's not a Gezeris HaKosuv that. Listen to the Dakus. You said, and I think most people learn that way when they learn the Sugya Tmura, that if the Mandiyamar Yobad Moy Mahani, it's like Gezeris HaKosuv. But when the Torah says you're not allowed to do something, it's also implying it's not going to work. If that's all it's saying, then my kasha is a good kasha. What kind of a teretz is it to say that it does not produce mamzeris? So what? Why should it produce mamzeris? The Torah said the key doesn't fit the door. So it doesn't fit the door, it's not going to work. So why should it produce mamzeris?
Mamzeris comes when there's no tefisus
kedushin. Oh my goodness. That's only when it's not fit. If there's no tefisus kedushin because there's no edim. So does it produce mamzeris? Of course not. It's a silly sentence. Mamzeris is produced when she's not fit to be an Isha.
There's no tefisus kedushin in the kuf of the Isha. That's when there's
mamzeris. So that means she's not fit. So just take it one step more, one baby step more, that means she's not fit to be an Isha. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. That the other boy Mahani, the Omer Yavad by Mahani is saying that when the Torah says don't do something, it's also expressing that it's not fit to do. So it's not chal. So the Gemara's Teretz is this omek, that when it says chilul on the wise of Enoisa Mamzerin, it's saying it's only a chilul of the kahuna. It's not that she's not fit to be his wife. It's a koyin, like saying go to a basic forest, touch the mason. So that answers Rabbi Yeshua also, very clearly. Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no link between Tfisus Kiddushin and mamzerus.
It's like a nazir, where wine and right, your hair, right. Everybody else is okay.
So what was Tosfos kasha? That here is mamzerus. But who's? But why should that indicate that this Tosfos kedusha? I'm saying because the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara has a deeper meaning. The Gemara means that it's bechlal, not it doesn't have anything to do with them on the zohar nekeva level. It has to do on the koyen chilul kahuna level. So that's why it doesn't produce mamzerus, and that's why kedushin's tosfos, because there's nothing wrong, so to speak, on the zohar nekeva level. There's nothing wrong. It's not like a koyen can't do a shidduch with a grusha. It's not on the zohar nekeva level. It's on the kahuna level. Okay, I'll explain what tomorrow.
That's that door's not the problem.